If you're ready to make informed social media decisions based on solid statistics instead of just posting and praying so that your content will help you reach your goals, all while being able to create that content faster than ever before, the Post and Profit course is perfect for you. Now, you don't just have to take my word for it. Those are real benefits my students have described after taking the course and implementing their strategies. They finally feel like they have solid strategies that will help them reach their big business goals and can even create content faster because they know exactly what their audience wants. And this is exactly what I was hoping for when I created this course for all of you. I want all teacher sellers to stop feeling like they're throwing spaghetti at the wall or wasting their time when it comes to creating their Instagram content. I wanted you all to know that there was a better way, and that better way starts with analyzing your data. The best part? You don't have to worry if you know enough about Instagram. Post and Profit will take you from Data 101 all the way to Strategy Master in just about 3 weeks. That's right. 3 weeks from now, you could have a data-driven strategy that will help you finally reach your business goals using Instagram. It's time to post and profit. You've shown some love to your account. You've gotten your audience to show some love to you. But how do you show your audience some love? How should you be spending your time engaging with others on social media? That's what we're chatting about in today's episode. So, teacher authors, go ahead and reheat that cup of coffee, because I'm your host, Cassandra Foster, and we're about to get schooled in socials. Welcome back to Schooled in Socials. Valentine's Day might be over, but we're still feeling the love around here with our Show the Love series this month. So far, we've tackled showing some love to your account so that it is in tip-top shape, and how to get others to engage with you and show some love to your content. So of course, we have to chat about the opposite. How do you show your audience some love? What's the best way to spend your time engaging with others? Now, before we talk about what you should be doing, I want to take a minute to chat about outdated engagement strategies. There used to be a time not that long ago, and especially on Instagram, where things like follow for follow, follow unfollow, engagement loops, and the infamous $1.80 strategy, which is the idea that you put your 2 cents in on 90 posts a day, were a thing. But those strategies are no longer effective. And I would argue that they weren't terribly effective to begin with. These strategies focused on using your engagement to gain as many followers as possible. And in a time pre-being able to add links to your stories, gaining a lot of followers quickly was the main objective of a lot of businesses so that they could take advantage of that lovely swipe up feature that unlocked at 10,000 followers. Do you guys even remember that? I feel like it feels so long ago, but it really wasn't that long ago, where only accounts that had 10K followers could put links in their stories. So for a time, people didn't see an issue doing things like follow, unfollow in the hopes that someone would follow them back, because they thought that they were engaging in a way that would help them be more successful on social media. However, Instagram shifted, like it does, and we all got the link sticker. And suddenly, a lot of people found themselves with a bunch of followers, but no engagement. So when we talk about engaging with others today, the focus isn't on gaining more followers. The focus is on nurturing and creating relationships with the community members you already have. That is a better use of your time than trying to find 90 posts by people who don't follow you, leaving a comment, and hoping they notice you. So when it comes to engagement, the biggest thing you need to understand is that using social media is a two-way street. If you want people to engage and interact with you, you need to engage and interact with them. You need to be a voice participating in the conversation. So what does that look like? Well, it looks like you adding your two cents to topics that resonate with your target audience, but also resonate with you. Because nothing will backfire harder on you than if you try to engage for engagement's sake and aren't authentic. In a Facebook group, this might look like adding your thoughts to a member's post that have gotten a lot of comments so that you know that's something that your community is interested in, and so you join the conversation by either sharing a unique idea or by responding in a thoughtful way to someone else's idea that they had on that post. In this sense, you start to move from just being like an admin of the group to being a member of the group. You build trust with your members and you cultivate those relationships, which are so important for those members to take that next step and become customers. Now, on Instagram, this can kind of take a few forms, such as scrolling your home feed and engaging with posts that stop your scroll if they're related to your niche or they're from a community member. Or it might look like taking part in larger conversation on others' posts by searching out popular topics relevant to your target audience. You can do this by following relevant hashtags, and for some of us, even following relevant geotags if our resources are targeted at a certain geographical location. The biggest thing here is to just start becoming part of the conversation. Don't overthink it. Don't worry about commenting on a certain number of posts each day. Just genuinely interact with posts that resonate with you, with an eye towards those posts that would also resonate with your target audience or were created by your target audience. Now, the good news is you don't always have to do all the legwork when it comes to engaging with your audience. When they engage with you, that is a signal that you should engage back with them. So on Instagram, when someone comments on a post, or you see that they shared one of your posts to their stories, or maybe they responded to one of your stories, respond back to them in a way that keeps the conversation going. Maybe they told you that they love the resource you posted about. Don't just say thank you and move on, but maybe say thank you and also, what was it that you most liked about using this resource in your classroom? Or ask them if there was anything they would change about it. One, not only is that a great way to do a little bit of market research, two, it shows that community member that you actually care about what happens after they spend their dollar bills in your store. Now, if you have limited time to be engaging, here's how I would utilize comments, DMs, and stories on Instagram. First, schedule a time in your day to go in and thoughtfully engage. This shouldn't just be scrolling time. This should be time on your calendar where you say, I am going to spend some focused time engaging with my community. Set a timer so you don't get sucked into social media land for whatever amount of time you've carved out and blocked off for yourself. Then start by responding to any DMs that you might have been sent. Having a conversation in the DMs is more intimate than a conversation in the comments of a post. So starting with your DMs allows you to spend your time really nurturing and creating strong bonds. And if you only have a tiny bit of time to be engaging, that's going to help you build those stronger relationships that you need and build that trust that you need. Then, if you still have time, you're going to head to your posts and respond to any comments that have been left. Again, think about how you can keep the conversation going. For example, if someone asks you a question, answer it in the comments, but then you could also send them a quick DM so that you can maybe go more in depth or make sure that your answer actually answered their question. If there is still more time after that, I would head to stories and respond to anyone who interacted with engagement stickers in your stories. Reshare and respond to anyone who shared something of yours to their stories. And finally, watch and respond to other stories when it feels authentic. And in this whole process, if your timer goes off, you're done. You set your phone down and you walk away, and that is okay. Now, this is kind of the same principle for Facebook groups, but you'll just be focused on comments and potentially DMs if a community member reaches out to you. But also the big thing that you're going to want to be focused on is member-created posts within that group. You want to make sure that you are jumping in on those conversations. So if you only have a short amount of time and you have a Facebook group that has a lot of members in it, so there are a lot of new member-generated posts when you go in to engage, try to find those ones that either one, have a lot of engagement from people, so it's something that people are interested in talking about, interested in having a conversation about, or on the opposite end, pick one that no one has answered, because this is something that maybe your target audience is struggling with and they don't know the answer for that person. And it's a chance for you to help that person and kind of show your authority to build that trust. So I want you to forget about those outdated engagement strategies of the past. We aren't gunning for 10K followers anymore. We're working on fostering authentic relationships, and we're utilizing our DMs, comment sections, stories, and member-generated posts to make those connections with our community members. Now, before you walk away from this episode, I want you to go ahead and do yourself a favor. Look at your schedule and find a little slice of time where you can engage with your community. I'm talking 5, 10, 15 minutes. That's truly all you need. All right, Cold Coffee friends, thanks so much for listening. If you're loving getting schooled in socials, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, I would love it if you left a review so that other teacher authors like you can start getting schooled in socials too. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.